aircheckdownloads.com.
And you could save pounds on your car insurance.
Steve Wright on Sunday.
Are you sure that's the right take?
The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
If I don't sound right.
Steve Wright on Sunday.
He was a great guy, the Elvis guy, wasn't he? Wasn't he terrific? He sounded like a bloke who'd just been picked up by the police.
I think I saw him in Deliverance, actually. Yeah.
Even that. Sounded like a bloke in Cops on Sky. You're going to come with us, sir. Well, I never did nothing.
Nah.
It weren't me, officer. All right, CBS Television have signed Bette Midler to make a sitcom series. You know, the big series in America at the moment is, well, of course, Friends, which is a great show. But also Sybil. Sybil Shepherd has got a big show there now.
She's back, is she?
She is back in a big way. Yeah, she's got a number one show. Oprah Winfrey will make talk shows until the year 2000, her own personal fortune. How much do you think Oprah... This is just like for... This is the thing we should get into, this daytime talk show.
Absolutely.
Okay? How much do you think she's made over the past, like, 10 years?
50 quid. 60.
No, come on, seriously. How much do you reckon she's made? What do you think her personal fortune will be, Oprah Winfrey?
10 million.
No, have another guess.
Oh, it's more than that. It's about 90 million.
Have another guess.
150 million.
150 million? Have a guess. What's your name?
Kev
the Builder is here. Have a guess, Kev.
About what?
Just pay attention, would you? How much do you think Oprah Winfrey has made in the past 10 years? In your own time, Kev.
150 million.
She has made 400 million pounds.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Sickening.
Yeah. And most winter allergies... It's been a nice week this week, but we're just about to go into a cold snap. Winter allergies are caused by the dust mite. And the dust mite loves it when it's too hot in the house and too cold outside. You know, when you turn the heating up too much. So, obviously, you've got to keep warm.
Yeah.
Am I waffling now or what?
No, carry on.
You've got to keep. No, you've got to keep warm.
Yeah.
But not too warm, because dust mites, and then they get in
Does
and cause allergies.
They're all in your bed, then?
Oh, yeah. They're absolutely everywhere. In every crack and crevice.
Excuse me.
What do you have for me there?
Well, I've got some stuff about items found at London Transport's Lost Property Office. There's some of the stuff that's been found over the years. A bottle of sperm from a prize bull has been found there. The bottom half of a theatrical coffin. Where was the top half? A box of false eyeballs, which was claimed by a hospital after 6 years. And most amazing of all, an artificial leg.
Yeah.
Now, that's a weird one, that, because I think you'd notice, wouldn't you, when
I
you got on the train?
So, yeah.
You'd know straight away.
Definitely. Jake. It's My Brother Jake, Free. Had my brother Lawrence over to our house yesterday, and we had a lovely little trip out to Clifden over there in Taplow. And Christina and the kids, Frankie and Richie. It was a very nice day out.
Do you think we care?
Well, I just thought, you know, just to humanise the whole thing here. You know what I'm saying?
Get on with it.
All right, Steve Wright, on Sunday morning, we have a special 24-hour answer machine for you to leave your 15-second dedications to be aired next Sunday. So if you'd like a dedication on this show, we'll string them all together. And all you have to do, do it right now for next Sunday, or make a note of the number and do it during the week if you get a chance. The number is 0500-225-858. You'll hear a voice at the end and it'll say leave a dedication. You just put your dedication on there and we'll try and crank them out for you. 0500-225-858. Once again, 0500-225-858. Coming up soon, nearly half of all men would like to be women. Also, hopefully, a little more Sid the manager. And we'll be talking to, hopefully, if we can get in touch with this guy. We're having some trouble at the moment because of the time difference. A guy who spent his own money to go up into space with NASA. All coming up on Steve Wright Sunday morning. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Hello, madam.
On 0345 320 202.
Steve Wright on Sunday.
Right, you musical maniac.
Are you ready, kids?
Steve Wright.
The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
PJ and Duncan on Steve Wright on Sunday morning. Oh, oh! I like Ant and Dec.
Well, what a sheer delight it was earlier on to hear Sid the manager on, and apparently he's back on now. Here he is.
Hello, boys. Hi, Sid. I found your show a compelling listen.
Listen.
Did you really?
Yes, yes, yes. Very nice show that comes over really well. And do you know what? You finally mastered the art of sincerity.
Do you think you have, really?
You're sounding very warm and friendly.
Do you think we sound better on commercial radio?
A lot of people said you should have retired about 5 years ago, but you know what I always say?
What?
Youth doesn't last, but immaturity does.
Well, that's a lovely thing to say. How do you think Claire's sounding now, Sid?
Oh, no, I think she sounds lovely, and she brings a bit of feminine charm to that programme.
Yeah, I guess she
does.
Do
you know what I mean? I know you found it very difficult by yourself sometimes to do that, but at least you won't have to shave your legs no more.
I don't want to bring out my feminine side anymore. Now, listen, do you like... Let me ask you something. Do you like serious music?
You struck a chord with me there. I love serious music. That's why I avoid your programme most of the time.
Really? Now, do you know that the three tenors are coming back to England soon?
Are they really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be charged. You know, have you got tickets for them?
Well, I can get you some if you play your cards right.
Well, that would be very nice of you. And I'm thinking of rekindling our professional relationship.
Are you?
Incidentally, anybody out there, any of them punters out there, want to see the three tenors a bit early, they've just got to follow me down the cash point a bit later. No, I might get 50 quid out.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, it's lovely to talk. Will you come on each week with us on the show?
Yes, yes, I will. Keep in touch with yourself. Don't get gashed or mashed. I'll speak to you later and tell that bird Claire she sounds like a right lovely woman.
Well, she's very nice. And would you just a quick mention to my friend Steve. Can you say hello to Steve O?
Yes, I can. Hello, Steve O.
All right, that'll do for me.
I'll speak to you later. Don't get your tax return in late.
All right, goodbye.
Hello.
Hello. It's Sid the manager.
If you could come back again in another life, would you choose to return as the same sex or the opposite sex? That's the question we asked men and women across the country, and we found that far more men than women would like to switch genders. Nearly half of the men surveyed, 42% said they prefer to come back as a woman, but only 22% of women said that if given the chance, they'd be a man in their next life. And we polled 10 men and 10 women in cities like London, Bristol and Milton Keynes. Overall, 32% said they'd switch sexes, and 68% preferred to stay the same. Is there anything that a man does, Claire, that you... He's just looking at me as if to say, don't ask me. Have you ever wanted to try on, like, men's, you know, clothing? Any items?
Well, the thing is, we wear trousers anyway. I have to say that... How can I put this politely? I'd like to try making love from a man's point of view, if you see what I mean.
Really? How about you, Richard?
I'd like to try that myself.
I know what you're saying. Why don't you bring your girlfriend up next week?
I just think I should.
Steve Wright on Sunday morning. Here's Annie Lennox. She's definitely not mad.
From the very first time I rest my eyes on you.
All right, now, thank you very much for listening. We're not going just yet, but there's a few things I wanted to tell you before we get into the break and then get into our final tune. Our 24-hour fax line is open now, and if you want to say hi to somebody, leave a dedication, leave us some information, tell us something that we didn't know, or make a comment. Tell us that you love us or hate us. Fax right now if you can, or if you get to work tomorrow, the fax line will be open all week, and we'll do some of those for you next Sunday. The number is 0500 225 5959. We also have a special 24-hour answer machine if you'd like to leave a 15-second dedication to be aired next Sunday. Just call the Steve Wright on Sunday answer machine anytime on 0500 225 858, slightly different number. Or you can write to us at Steve Wright on Sunday, P.O. Box 9970, London NW1 5ZB. And you can reach me personally on the internet through CompuServe, Steve Wright on Sunday, 72662541. And Richard wanted to mention something quickly we're going to be doing soon.
If you're a frustrated stand-up comedian, you're not getting anywhere, stay tuned, all right? Because in the coming weeks, we're going to be doing something for stand-up comedians. Can't tell you any more at the moment, but stay tuned.
All right, stay right there. You're listening to the big syndicated show, Steve Wright on Sunday, on your station. And we'll be right back after these ads.
Right.
Steve Wright on Sunday.
Here it is.
The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
And that was Steve Wright on Sunday.
Yay!
thank you very much for listening. As I say, it's great to be back on the radio with the team here. And we're going to be here every Sunday on this radio station, 9 till 12, with a big syndicated show. Hope you're all right and facts and like that. Say goodbye, Claire.
Goodbye.
And say goodbye, Richard.
Goodbye.
And what was your name?
Kev.
It's Kev the Builder. Okay, still, you're going to be here next week, are you?
No.
All right. Okay, have a really nice Sunday, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Dursley to Tetbury. Complete news and information for Gloucestershire. The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
It's midday. Good afternoon. I'm Joe Littlehales.
Aircheckdownloads.com.